And good evening. Just a little bit past 7 o'clock on your Thursday evening. You're getting that uppity kind of old-fashioned music there.
How
huh?
you feeling, Daddy-O?
Oh,
you ready to cruise it for a bruise it?
You just knocked the dust off the needles.
Let's burn some rubber and get a backseat bingo going.
We are doing Thursday Night Jukebox, all your favorites from the 50s and 60s for the next couple of hours. Jay Michaels along with Mike Dale.
Great to be here. Yeah, we got a great show prepared for you tonight. 2 hours playing 50s and 60s, and we're going to talk about what was going on in Half Moon Bay in San Mateo, cruising up and down El Camino Real. What was going on here on the coast side back in that time?
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun.
And the music, of course.
And the music. Well, you ready to start it off?
Yes. What do you got? All right. I never know what you're going to play.
You never know? We're going to go back to 1963 on this song, and it's by the Angels, and watch out, my boyfriend's back in town.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double. Been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, had a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey?
pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose and like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Thursday night jukebox of the 50s and 60s, taking it back to 1964, the Dave Clark Five, and Because. We also heard from the Big Bopper, taking you to 1958. That is Chantilly Lace. We kicked it off with the Angels and My Boyfriend's Back. Jay Michaels, along with Mike Dale, playing some great oldies for you on your Thursday night. Now, if you were listening to the radio back then, you probably might have heard these commercials.
Water is the surf rolling up and burying your feet in the sand. Water is a week at the beach. Water is a taste of summer. So is beer, especially when it's Olympia beer. We brew Olympia with our own pure natural artesian water, because that's what makes Olympia the good beer it is. Olympia beer.
It's Thursday Night Live and Jukebox Radio on KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. There are a couple of cool commercials from the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, the first one was Gillette.
Yes.
I guess when you don't have to talk when you shave, maybe.
Right. And then we had the big band in there. So what was going on in San Mateo County during that time? I know Frank was a young man at that time. You and I weren't even born in the mid-50s. Jim Henderson, the big kahuna here at KHMB, was a young man at that time.
He was probably cruising down El Camino.
Well, and that was the culture from 58 to 64. I mean, it was a sleepy agricultural town here in the post-war years. You had cruisers down El Camino Real. Over here on the coast side, you were known as a Brussels sprouts farmer. You know, you didn't, Half Moon Bay wasn't, you know, wasn't known as anything going on.
And they still
that
do that today at the Pumpkin Festival.
And they even say that we had the fog curtain over here in Half Moon Bay. You were either the Brussels sprout kid or the flower kid, or maybe an Aggie or a farmer. But what, you know, what was the cost of living during that time? That always tickles my fancy. So get this, Jay. Mm-hmm. An average home was $15,000 to $18,000 in 1962.
That's what rent is now.
Right. But that's what my dad bought our home for back in 1960, was about $18,000.
Wow.
A movie ticket was $1 for a double feature. Monthly rent, I know how much I pay in rent. I don't want to tell you. It's bad. $100 to $150 for a decent two-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
A hamburger was 30 cents. Archie's Burger Pit, they had them. And a gallon of gas, so this will make you wheeze, 31 cents a gallon.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. You know, our office where the radio station is used to be where the old movie theater was.
That's right, Vaughn Cinema.
Yeah.
I played for his baseball team. He's a sponsor of our Little League
I guess
team.
It was. Now, I don't know. Do you remember what year that came to town?
Vaughn Cinema?
Yeah.
1965 to 68, somewhere in there.
So it could have been a dollar then.
A gallon.
No, a movie theater.
Probably was. Yeah,
maybe $1.05.
I think Walt Von Hoff is still alive. He was always in the film business in San Francisco. I may have to check him out on social media.
There you go.
So Jukebox Radio Thursday night, and I want to go back to 1965. If you were born in, say, 1940, you were a ripe old teenager, and you were hearing a lot of cool music on the radio. So all three of my songs are from 1965, and you weren't anybody if you were not in with the in crowd. KHMB.
Time of the year, don't you hear? I don't have fun. styles of Freddy.
Freddy.
It's a thing to do, kids will envy you, so do the Freddy.
Freddy.
Kick your feet up, swing your arms up too, move your head both ways like you see me do. Then jump the pitch to the swinging beat, to the Freddy.
Jukebox Radio, a special edition of Thursday Night Live on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. You've got it on 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale over here, Jay Michaels over there, and we're festooning and feasting on Throwback Radio, 1965. There's the Herman's Hermits, and Peter Noone is still alive today, Jay.
Amazing.
And they dominated the charts in 1965 along with the Beatles. It was part of that British invasion, the Rolling Stones. Also, who wrote Lola, the Kinks?
The Kinks.
So big, and Eric Clapton and all those guys. So it was great. Before that, we heard Freddie and the Dreamers do the Freddie, whatever that means.
We were trying, but I think you pulled a muscle.
Sometimes I do the J, and I don't even know I'm doing it. And Dobie Gray started us off with "I'm In with the In Crowd."
Wow.
Yeah.
And then his big hit was "Drift Away."
Oh, yeah, Dobie Gray, Drift Away, right. Yeah, but, you know, we're doing a little rocky.
Oh, I know.
This is like you put a dime in the jukebox, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And play
now,
those songs.
Now, back then, when the 50s and 60s, how much did it, was it a nickel to put in the jukebox back then?
I thought it was put a dime in the jukebox.
Was it a dime? Maybe it was a dime.
Yeah, I think it was a dime,
And I remember going to, you can go to these throwback restaurants and they'd have the little mini jukebox at the table.
At the table.
Yeah.
And in fact, Chili's restaurant used to have it.
And Cameron's have
it. Cameron's, yes.
Yeah.
And you just push like B2 or F3 and pick your song.
That's pretty cool.
And then the 45 platter would fall down and spin the music for you?
Yeah, and then if the song was really popular, after about 2 months it would be like,
All right, your typical. Turn now. Where are you taking us now?
Oh, we're going to have some fun here. And it is a Jukebox Thursday night, as Mike says. Frank the Engineer, we've got some great music. Now, if you ever watched Dick Clark in American Bandstand,
Every Saturday.
That is right. You may have heard this.
Let me sneak in here. I'm sure most everybody knows, but for anybody who might not, may we introduce you by name?
Al Jardine.
Thank you, Al.
Dennis Wilson.
Thank you.
Brian Wilson.
And Carl Wilson.
Mike Love.
Now, I think, what happened? There you are. Four are related and one is a poor lost stranger. How did you get into this whole thing?
I'm a schoolmate of Brian's.
Oh, well, that worked it out well. So you are not a Wilson brother. He's a cousin on the end?
Yeah.
How long has this singing been going on?
About 3 years now.
You know, it's an amazing thing because you have hit after hit. Who determines, Brian, what will be done next?
Well, I guess I do. I don't know. I write the songs and produce them, so I have a lot to say about it.
Do you have a corporate setup? Does everybody have a vote? Can you vote him out and down if you don't like his idea?
Well, yes, we do, but he usually has good ideas.
He's the biggest one. That's all there is to it, no?
Say goodnight and stay together.
afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the
this is community radio for the Coastside.
100.9 KHMP.
It's Thursday Night Jukebox, playing all your favorite 50s and 60s. Jay Michaels, Mike Dale, Frank the Engineer. That was back to 1960, and Brian Hyland with an itsy beanie, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Wow.
Boy, you had a lot of images like that when you were preteen, weren't you?
Yeah, those, oh, yeah. Polka dots would just blur my eyes.
If people could hear what you were saying with the mic off.
Back to 1962, the Isley Brothers in Twist and Shout. Now, that song came about again in what famous movie? And it brought the whole new generation to enjoy it.
I have a poor memory for movie trivia, but...
Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the Parade.
Great movie.
Yeah, wasn't that great movie? And the Beach Boys, of course, the great Beach Boys. And wouldn't it be nice on your Thursday evening? Now, if we were having a dinner conversation back in 1955, when I didn't need glasses. Of course, I wasn't even born yet.
Just you and me having a dinner conversation, planning our big Friday night.
So two friends.
Jay and Mike.
Two friends are planning their Friday night while sitting at a local...
Local diner.
Okay.
Local diner.
I thought they said dinner. Local diner.
Right.
Okay.
So you start us off.
Okay. So I say...
So this is how we would speak.
This is how I would talk. Eh? Hey, daddy-o, what's the word? You going to the big bash tonight at the gym?
I'm not sure. I heard that square Johnny might show up, and he's such a wet rag. It could be real Dullsville, man.
Well, don't flip your lid, man. I heard Mary is going, and she's a total dreamboat. And she got an outboard motor, too. I bet. Plus, she can spit early. Oh, split early. You could have made this bigger.
Well, that's your iPhone, buddy. I just emailed it to you. Mine is fine.
Wow. Yeah. That's
Come on. Now you ruined the moment.
Okay. She could have split earlier. Oh, boy.
This is turning into a dirty Friday night.
She could have gotten to her new chariot and taken off.
Now you're cooking with gas, my brother. Let's burn rubber and head to the passion pit after. It'll be the living end.
Yeah, see, I was too. I wasn't right. born yet, so I didn't talk like
see,
that.
It, I had this thing in my head, and you can't even read the.
You need
text.
To quote something from the Brady Bunch. Okay?
That was the mid-70s. We're not doing the 70s.
Well, that was, I know.
We're in the 50s and the 60s. Okay, one of my favorite bands of the late 60s, and, you know, I was born in 57, so I was 10 in 67. And, you know, they had a bunch of hits, but they weren't that super popular. I don't know why, but I loved them. This is the Grassroots, Two Divided by Love on KHMV.
Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Then came the dawn, and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I had too much to drink last night, too much to drink. As I staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, came the dawn, and you were gone. Gone, gone, gone. I had too much to drink last night, too much to drink. I'm not ready to fight for life. I had too much to drink last night, last night. I had too much to drink last night, was a dream. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink last night, last night. Oh, too much to drink. Oh, too much to drink. Too much to drink last night. Oh, too much to drink.
Jukebox music. It's Thursday Night Live on KHMV, Coastside Radio, for the community of Half Moon Bay. I kind of had it backwards there, didn't I? Mike Dale and Jay Michaels, I had too much to dream last night. Jay was going, who's that?
Oh, I thought it was saying I've had too much to drink
no,
last night.
No, that's the point, because you, instead of drinking, they were dreaming, because it was psychedelic.
Okay.
This is 1967 with the psychedelia era, and, you know, it was Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. The Beatles started it off with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Cream had Disraeli Gears. Jefferson Airplane had Surrealistic Pillow. Remember that era?
Mm-hmm.
I was 10. You were even younger.
Yeah.
And we were still going, wow, what is this?
I know. What is this?
And all the adults were, you know, doing all kinds of weird things with drugs.
Yes.
And before that, we had Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, a classic hit, and the Capitals, the band Capitals, with Cool Jerk, covered by the Go-Go's in 1982. You were wondering where that came from.
Yeah.
And more on Jukebox Thursday Night right after this.
Have you had it? Have you had it? Really fun, really fun. Everyone is buying, rich and satisfying. Dad's old-fashioned root beer. Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
Yes, everybody loves Dad's because Dad's has that creamy, smooth, rich, refreshing root beer taste. So how about it? Next time, do yourself a real flavor by making it
Dad's old-fashioned root beer. Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
Tastes like root beer should.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us. Go Greyhound
and leave the driving to us.
You can have yourself a Dad's root beer. Oh, there's more to it. You can have a Dad's root beer while leaving the driving to Gus.
Gus is on the bus.
Gus is on the bus. It's a Jukebox Thursday night. Jay Michaels along with Mike Dale, Frank the Engineer. We're having a good time. We're hearing a lot of great songs and some cool commercials,
well,
too.
Well, Frank the Engineer has all this classic old commercial stuff, which
yeah,
is just
isn't that cool?
Fills in the spots on the show.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I love those old commercials. Those yep. are really, really cool. All right, well, now we're going to get into a great song. This is one of my favorites. It is actually a food song. Believe it or not, there wasn't a lot of food songs. Well, Cherry Cherry, right?
Well, I think that's a girl named Cherry.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But this is going back to 1967. It's Jay and the Americans and Apple peaches, and pumpkin pie.
Mmm, yummy, yummy.
Who put the bomb? bump in the bump a bump a bump. Who put the rhyme in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard bump a bump a bump a bump a bump, every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, rhyme a lime a lime a lime a lime a ding dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop a bop a bop? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme a lime a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip di dip di dip? Who was that man? Boogity, 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme a lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo, bop, shoo, bop? Who put the dip in the dip?
Bomb, 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 and my honey, ram-a-lama, ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
I'd sure like to know where they came up with some of those words back then.
That's, you know? How, that's how you talk to me when the mic is off. Bippity bip.
Dippity do. That was a thing you put in your hair, too. Dippity do back
then. That's right. Dippity do.
That was Barry Mann going back to 1961. Who put the bop in the bop? Did it be bop, 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 bop? Well, Stan bebops every day.
Bebop every day. That's right. What, 11:50 in the morning, you guys bebop?
No, it's 10:45.
10:45.
Yeah, gets a look at today in history. Before that, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Going Out of My Head, and Jay and the Americans, and Apple, Peaches, and Pumpkin Pie. That would be kind of interesting to put apples and peaches and pumpkin pie.
I think it would work.
I wonder how that would taste.
No, not for Thanksgiving anyway. No.
Jukebox, Thursday night, Jay Michaels and Mike Dale. Now, you'd be hearing these songs back then on 1260 KYA and the Big 610 KFRC. That's the station that both of those I grew up with in the Bay Area.
As a matter of fact, I think I probably got into radio because of listening to jocks like John Mack Flanagan.
Oh, yes.
At KFRC and some of those guys.
Oh, fantastic. There was Bobby Ocean.
Bobby Ocean.
Remember him? Oh, yeah.
I still see him on social media.
Jack Friday. There was a whole bunch of them.
I love those
guys.
They
were all great. That was really personality, a lot of music, and a lot of fun.
They hit the post every time.
I know.
Explain for listeners what that means, hitting the post.
That means if you're on a football field and you run into the goalpost.
No. In radio.
Oh, in radio.
Yes.
That's when you try to talk up to the beginning of the song. Right when they start singing, you're supposed to end.
Right.
So when you stop, they sing. And that used to be a fun talent that they did. The boss jocks all
hit
it.
Every time.
Every time.
As a matter of fact, you're really good at that. And we were with Marcus D a Saturday or two ago, and you were hitting the post every time.
That's right. I still got a bruise.
All right. It's Jukebox Thursday night. And Jay just told you it's us with you tonight. And we just thought we'd do something special here, going back to the 50s and the 60s, San Mateo, Half Moon Bay. Maybe you're cruising down El Camino Real, going to Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
Oh,
remember
Farrell's,
that?
Farrell's.
Loved Farrell's right there.
Oh, what
on the
was
corner.
It? What was it called? It was called
The elephant or the big giant cart with the ice cream that you'd share
that
with 10, 12, 20 people.
Oh, man, that was something. Now,
look it up real quick.
Let me tell you, if you were lactose intolerant, you were in trouble.
Well, when you're a kid at 10, 12, 13 years old, you don't think like that.
Well, we used to go, Farrell's, we used to go to that over, it was in the Hayward Mall, one of them, where we went.
Oh,
but there was also a really Fenton's up in Oakland. Remember up in Oakland?
No, well, remember now, I was on the coast in Half Moon Bay.
Okay.
Jim Henderson was in San Mateo. Frank was in Menlo Park. You you were on the East Bay side.
In Alameda. Now, you ready for this? When Cameron Palmer first moved here with his family, and he was young, his first thing he opened was an ice cream shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big Eyes.
Big Eyes, yeah.
I dated the daughter of Big Eye.
Did she have Big Eyes?
Andy Ivazes. I'm not going to tell you any personal information. She may be listening right
there
now.
There you go.
She's a big fan. She lives in Reno right now. KHMBradio.com if you're on the World Wide Web. All right, my turn now. Three songs, no particular theme, but let's start it off with the Grassroots. I always love these guys. They had a few hits, and here's one of them, Two Divided by Love on KHMB. If I said I was getting along,
Hard to catch. Trophy was Joe's. Surfer Joe. Stationed him at Pendleton, not far away. They cut off his big blonde locks, I'm told. And when he went on maneuvers, Joe caught cold. Surfer Joe, now look at him go. Surfer, surfer, surfer Joe, go man, go. Surfer Joe.
It's a Jukebox Thursday night. Jay Michaels along with Mike Dale Frank, the engineer, and that is the Safaris and Surfer Joe. I used to surf over in Santa Cruz. And when I say surf, I mean, I think I spent more time on my belly than I did on my feet, but it was still fun.
That's called body surfing.
Body surfing. Yeah, there you go.
You're rolling in the sand like a baby Huey.
I know. Exactly. Before that, we heard from Edwin Starr in 25 Miles and the Orlans singing Don't Hang Up, Please, taking it back to 1962. And when we return, Mike Dale's up with another three great oldie songs. Right after some of these fun commercials.
K-H-M-B.
Ting-a-ling, 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 ting-a-ling. Brings you near, though we're so far apart.
Sunday is family day, so why not gather the whole family around the phone right now? Send the thrill of your voice to a distant loved one. It's so easy, such fun. And it costs so little, for long-distance rates are low.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter.
Filter.
Flavor.
Flavor.
Pack or box.
Thursday Night Live and Jukebox Radio on KHMB. Having fun with you. Reminiscing about old commercials that Frank the Engineer has right here in the studio.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Especially, let's see, the last phone commercial I remember is Can You Hear Me Now?
Can you? Yeah. We forget how time changes us over the decades. And this is when Jay and I were young. Frank was a teeny bopper back then, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. I'm going to play a three-song set.
Okay.
And when I come back, we're going to talk about car culture on the coast side in Half Moon Bay.
Ooh, that's cool.
Can you dig it?
57 Chevy, baby.
All right, let's do it. This is one of my favorite bands of that time period as well. In fact, we play one of their songs on KHMB right now called Cherish. This is the association, though, with Along Comes Mary.
Sweet as the punch.
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Clouds hide the moon. I'm okay. Here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say. I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say.
say I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
KHMB Radio, Thursday Night Live, and Jukebox Radio, going back in time. There's Peter and Gordon, I Won't Stay in a World Without Love, and Jay Michaels and Mike Dale. Jay, you'll never guess who wrote that song. Never in a million years.
Well, then why are you asking me?
I'll give you $10,000 if you name who wrote that song. Paul McCartney.
Really?
Of the Beatles, wow. 1964.
I would have never guessed that one.
Well, Peter Gordon is, Peter and Gordon, Peter Asher, mm-hmm. and Paul at the time was living at the home of the Ashers and was dating Jane Asher. He was living down in the basement, and he wrote that for Peter
and
Gordon.
And
he
was the cousin of Steve Asher.
Arthur Asher.
Arthur Asher.
Before that, we had the Turtles, Happy Together, and the Association, Along Comes Mary. Boy, this is a fun show tonight.
It is. Boy,
we've had a good couple of weeks together, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have. We have.
Now, we're hearkening back to the 58 to 1966 in Half Moon Bay and car culture. So, you know, in Half Moon Bay, really, there was no strip like El Camino Real that everyone could drive their
right.
cars down. So you had the Half Moon Bay drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad
that was
actually
at the airport.
At the airport, and we'll be there for Dream Machines, right? Right? April 26th.
Ooh, maybe we should
my
do
dad drive. Actually raised his Volvo, and he left me with the seats, and he went out and he won. Pretty cool, huh? Also, the kids had the Coast Riders Car Club, and of course, everyone hung out at Cunha's Garage, right across from Cunha's Country Store.
Oh, yeah.
Where that giant building
yeah,
is right
where they
now.
Built that new building.
That was
yeah.
Cunha's gas station.
That's right. They actually had a picture up there for a while.
Exactly. If, in fact, at the building at KHMB, you look there, you can see all these old pictures.
Right.
Cunha's Garage is in one of those pictures.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Do you remember the days when people had Cadillacs with the big fins
mm-hmm.
and Pontiac Bonneville, giant
oh, yeah.
long cars?
Yeah, the Frontura.
They could never park in a parking spot
no,
today.
No. They'd be, yeah, you wouldn't be able, if they parked on each side of the Main Street, they wouldn't be able to get down the middle.
Now, what cars do you remember growing up in Alameda?
Well, when I was young, before I could drive, my dad would only drive either a Cadillac or a Lincoln Continental, and I learned how to drive in a Lincoln Continental with suicide doors.
Oh, my God. They
yeah.
had them in the mid-60s, huh?
Yeah.
Late 60s?
Yeah, it was great. It was green. It was the ugliest color. But then he got rid of it and got a real nice Continental. So I learned how to drive in a big car, but then my mom had a Buick Skylark, and that's the car I took for the driving test because I didn't want to bring in that,
yep,
big, old,
my dad
that
gave,
big old tank.
When I was in high school, my dad
yeah.
gave me his Ford Galaxy to drive around, and
oh,
I was the
cool.
designated driver everywhere we
yeah.
went.
Yeah, well, in the neighborhood, let's see. We had a gentleman and his wife I became good friends with and mowed their lawn. They had a Plymouth Valiant with the little push buttons on the side.
I remember that.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a social media post the other day going, what are these buttons?
Yeah. And then, let's see, two doors down is a Studebaker.
Yes.
A little square Studebaker yeah. car. My very first car I got was a 1977 little Pinto Runabout.
A Pinto Runabout.
Little four banger with a stick shift.
Our neighbors across the street, where I, you know, where my dad still lives and I live when I'm up here, did a brand new Cadillac every 3 years.
Oh wow.
So I got to see the changes in the Caddy over the time.
Especially when it went to the Fleetwood.
And the Fleetwood yeah. and then there was an era where they had the big giant fins on the back.
Yeah.
Every 3 years, a new
yeah.
Cadillac.
Boy, that's when gas was affordable.
Yeah, and a car was affordable.
A car was affordable.
But the cost of living, it
and you know
different.
The nice thing about all those cars? There wasn't any computers in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
In fact,
great.
The newer cars, you got to be careful because it's like a giant computer screen in
oh,
there.
I know. That's what it is.
How
yeah.
do you stop from distracted driving?
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, you know, obviously you can't watch Netflix when you're on the freeway.
Exactly. Well, you can listen to it, but,
yeah.
you know, I mean, especially going down I-5.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Car culture on Jukebox Thursday night.
All right. We've got three more great songs coming up your way right now, and we're going to take you back to 1966. This is from B.J. Thomas, and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? It sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is wild. Thank you.
see a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud, and I'm so
greatest disc jockey, Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, how you doing, everybody? On the Big X again. Good gracious, have mercy. XERF, Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico. And we operate tonight, Mama, at 250,000 watts.
AM 1710, 100.9 FM is KHMB. Jukebox Thursday night, Jay Michaels, along with Mike Dale Frank, the engineer, the great Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brass. Song is called Whipped Cream. Actually, no, it's not. It's called A Taste of Honey. It's called A Taste of Honey.
You were talking about whipped cream.
I was talking about whipped cream, and it stuck in
the song.
I was talking about the album cover.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
I got you.
Before that, we heard from Stevie Wonder, taking you back to 1969. Yester you, yester me. Yester me, yester you. Either way, you can say it. It works. B.J. Thomas and I'm So Lonely, I Could Cry. Oh, okay. Oh, Frank's giving me the finger. Go ahead.
This is Community Radio for the Coast Side.
100.9 KHMB.
Those singers, they charge us, you know, we pay them so much, we got to get them to sing every once in a while.
Got to make it worth their while, worth your while.
Now, earlier we were talking about how people would talk back in the 50s and 60s.
The
right?
slang and lingo in 1955.
Right.
And now we're going to go 70 years later, and what do we have?
And you want me to read this?
I want you to give it a try. This is how the kids talk today, by the way.
All right.
This is real.
I've never talked this way before.
I know.
Did you see Taylor's video, bruh? He tried to riz her up in the middle of class, and she gave him the side-eyed, I'm dead. He's literally cooked. He thought he had a aurora, but just looked delulu, total brain rot behavior. No cap. He was glazing her so hard, she ate him up with that comeback, though I can't even pronounce that word. Anyway, here we go. He needs to lock in and touch grass. That whole situation was mid at best. Low-key embarrassing.
I'm not kidding. This is how they talk today.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. See, as we age, we forget. But we were in that era, and the older generation was going, those teenagers, they talk weird.
Who makes up these words? Where do they get this?
It's just colloquialism or whatever you call it. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Just to make it up.
I mean, I've heard low-key, and I've heard Riz, and no cap means, saying cap, that means you're lying.
Right.
But,
now, to top it off, what I have, I've saved this for the last, and when we do, just before we end the show tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the words that were said in 1955, the slang words, and are being said today as well.
Really?
And what will the future of slang words be 70 years from now?
No.
Stay tuned for that.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be, that's going to riz me up.
Delula. All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
All right, here we go. I've always loved this song, and I don't know much about this guy, but it's just a beautiful track. Do You Wanna Dance? Bobby Freeman on KHMP.
Here I go. But it don't look like you gonna last. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere hanging around.
A star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. History is of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Jukebox Radio, Thursday Night Live on KHMB. Mike Dale and Jay Michaels having fun. There's Hurdy Gurdy Man with Donovan from 1968. I was asking Jay, because this is, I pay attention to stuff as a rock DJ guy, who played lead guitar on that and who was playing on bass. They were massive session men at the time. Jimmy Page of
really?
Led Zeppelin fame, was playing. He was a massive session guy back in those days. Bo Diddley before that, and a lot of artists like the Beatles, Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, they all loved Bo Diddley back in the day. I'm a Roadrunner, and then Bobby Freeman. Do You Want to Dance?
Sounds good. Jay Michaels along with Mike Dale, Frank the Engineer. We're getting close to ending time here, but we still have time for a few more songs, and Mike's coming up with some interesting stuff. I'm really intrigued how they're going to be talking 70 years from now.
We're gonna do a little slang test and find out. Okay, so we found out what happened in 1955, the words we used.
Mm-hmm.
2025, what's going to happen in 2095?
I can pretty much tell you, I think. Nobody's going to talk.
Right.
No. They're just going to hold their phones up, and AI is going to do it for them.
AI is going to talk for us.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant point.
Yeah, you never know.
Hmm.
If AI is
Can we do that on the radio, though?
I don't know. Can you imagine? I wonder if AI...
I'm Mike on K-A...
Well, that's where you do it now, so something's got to change.
My battery ran out.
Your battery ran out. All right, we're going to get back to the music. We're going to take you back to 1961. You remember this guy. He's selling bathtubs right now. Here's Pat Boone and Moody River.
It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground your glove I found with a note addressed to me. It read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong, now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that guy was just a friend. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life. I looked into the muddy waters, and what could I see? I saw a lonely, lonely face just looking back at me. Tears in his eyes and a prayer on his lips, and the glove of his lost love at his fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splash, and reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah, yeah! I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splash.
Papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Hi-yo, dinosaur.
We're playing some wacky stuff tonight.
That's the Hollywood Argyles, taking it back to 1960 and Alley-Oop. Before that, we heard from Bobby Gordon. Forget it. Bobby Darin. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What am I reading here? Splish, splash, taking a bath.
Darin is raring.
I know, on a Saturday night. That was 1958, and we kicked it off with Pat Boone and a Moody River. That must be like when they let all the water out and it's really flying down.
No, that's when your bathtub leaks. Yeah. It's a Moody River. All right. It's Thursday Night Live, Jukebox Radio. We're rounding the corner here, right? Toward the quarter pole and the finish line, right, Jay?
That's right.
All right. So we talked earlier about slang terms in the year 1955. Mm-hmm. Then we went to 2025.
Okay.
And I promised you that we would talk about what slang words are likely to be around long after we're gone in 2095.
Wow.
So now I'm not the authority. I didn't make this up. It's, okay, you know, through AI, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they're saying that likely the word Riz will be around in 2095.
Really? Still?
Well, yeah, because charisma, people right. talk about charisma, mm-hmm. and it's a punchy, fun thing to say, and it can be a noun or a verb. He has Riz. I Riz you.
Right.
You know, that kind
right.
of thing. Another one is ghosted. It's a very specific social phenomenon.
We're using that now.
Someone. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Which when you text somebody or whatever and they don't get back to you.
But it'll likely be around in 2095.
Right.
Like you say, we're all going to be telepathic by that time anyway.
Yeah.
Or our phones are going to talk for us. How about gaslight? This started in the 1930s and 40s in films. And they say that it'll probably be around a long, long time. And the final one, vibe.
Vibe. That's a cool vibe.
They're using that right now. Much like cool, vibe will be around for a long, long time.
Wow.
It's just a staple of language.
Hmm.
So we got a good vibe going tonight, Jay.
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Can I dig it? Yeah, we were doing that the other night, weren't we?
Coolio, daddy.
All right. You got three more songs.
I do. Let's do it. I always love this song because it makes you want to dance. Maybe two apiece as we hit toward the top of the 9 o'clock hour, right? Let's start off with Archie Bell and the Drells. Tighten up on KHMB.
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. Want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now. Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah, now. I said if you could do it now, show will be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it mellow. The tighten it up now. Do the tighten it up. Everybody can do it now. So get to it. We're gonna tighten it. Tighten it up. Oh, yeah. Sock it to me now. Tighten it up. Come on. Tighten up that bass. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Now, look here. I want that guitar to fall in on that. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now, tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now, everybody tighten it up now. Now, look here. We're going to make it mellow for you now. We're gonna make it mellow now. I'm tying it up. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. Tying it up now. Everything will be out of sight. Come on and tighten it up.
Distant roads are calling me.
And we've run out of time. We got no time.
That was fun. We went back in time and forward in time.
We sure did. It sure did. Thursday Night Jukebox, another one. What a great show that was. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, a little prep helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Going back to slang terms in 1955, what happened in 2025, and maybe in 2095.
Yes.
We'll be AI by then, Jay Michaels. AI radio.
AI radio. Anyway, thanks a lot, Mike, for joining me. Frank the Engineer, we had a good time. We'll have to do this again and have some fun.
Whenever I'm in town, you just invite me in and we'll play.
All right. All right, ready to say goodnight?
I am.
All right, here we go. One, two, and a three.
Good night.